Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back. What's up with the technician? I don't know why they're not getting our cues at the ready. Anyway, we're back with the second half of our draft special. Prez, you still with us, brother?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, as we were just concluding, switching studios as we were trying to get in a different setting, just a part of the contract negotiation. Sorry about that, fans. But we were just talking about the Houston Texans as they have a lot of talent on their team. They're one of the teams that I think that is inside the top 10. Well, now Prez has joined. The Miami Dolphins probably will be joining the top 10 as we are top five, as we're looking at his trade right now. It's being evaluated. It is looking like it's on the way to being approved. So the Dolphins will be the second overall pick. But besides the Dolphins and the Tennessee Titans, I think the Houston Texans are a team that can post and push for a playoff berth this season with Seafood retiring due to some personal reasons, personal time. He has to step away from the game. He said that he's lost his smile and he lost some money due to some legal issues with family. So we're going to keep that with Seafood and the Colts. But the Colts is gone, so now that's the playoff spot that could be occupied for a team. And the Houston Texans have talent at receiver, at quarterback. The secondary is very fast and young and very explosive. They need meat and potatoes, like I said, with offensive line. I think they need the right tackle, Jacquez Graham, big guy. He kind of intimidated me a little bit. I thought I was going to yoke the big guy. But Darren Bell, I agree with you, Chris. He is a top 10 talent. I got him at 11 with the Redskins out of Tennessee. You know his father or his family very well. Darren Bell is a stud and very humble, too.
Absolutely. And listen, I love the Texans. I love Kerry. He's a great guy. But I don't expect, nor do I expect to see him make any push for any playoff that is playoff. Like, that's not even a word in his vocabulary in this year's Madden. They've Madden 17, he'll be more adept. This year just ain't nice to him. This year's Madden has not been friendly to the Texans. He can have all Madden team. It's just not friendly to if anything can go wrong when they play, it go wrong with him. And it's just he just got bad luck on Madden this year, so he won't be making no playoff push. Maybe one of the teams on auto may have a better chance to make the playoff.
Wow, we're not gonna get to Mr. Prez's classic. Rant. We're going to go ahead and look forward to our next segment. Prez, we have a few young, smaller school guys that I have on the top 32 talent. Now, my mock draft is according to needs on teams. Also, just overall talent, in my opinion, best at their position. Wide receiver and cornerbacks, not necessarily be top 10 talent. Just go because guys can't draft. But, Prez, I had you in the mock draft taking Zach Scott. The best center prospect I've seen in years, and he comes from a very small school in Troy, Alabama. He is a very big guy, very fun guy, funny guy. He tore up the senior day. He's made his name in the combine as well. I have him as one of the 32 overall top prospects. I have him going to Miami. I have him going to Zach Scott to protect Mr. Patrick, but we know that will not happen now. Him. Also, I have Marquise Martin out of North Dakota. Strong safety. He plays well and fast as well. Prez, what do you think about these smaller school guys? Parker Lewis as well for a free safety from Southern Miss. What do you think about smaller school guys? These guys, they're here. They're talking to us. They're happy to be on the just to talk with us. How root for guys like that? How do you feel for the smaller school guys that get this type of
opportunity? You know, I just tell anybody, when they say you don't have a chance, ask T.O. When they say you don't have a chance, ask Jerry Rice. When they say you didn't have a chance, go look at the film of Steve McNair. God bless the dead. Okay? So go look at the – right, hello, somebody. He's still probably faster than anybody in the NFL right now. He's hit. And I mean that. That man could fly. But – yeah. So I don't – when you come from a little school, that means you're going to have to work harder because the microscope on you. You can't take a playoff. You can't slack up, and they know that. and they ready to take the challenge and step up to this next level. And I always tell people, if you go look at the film, this man is still in the league right now. A good friend of mine, Bill Parcells, drafted DeMarcus Ware out of Troy. And they looked at him and said, what are you doing? And he's going to go in the Hall of Fame, and he just got a Super Bowl ring because he's a grinder. He can work, and he worked, and he worked some more. And that's what these guys have, that a lot of these top talent from these top schools, they seem to be entitled. They seem to be too privileged, as if they are the man. But you ain't done nothing yet. You know, but they strutting around here, and I don't think a lot of those folks going to pan out. I said it, so what?
Now, Fred, I do know that your team, and you even personally told me that you are a big fan of that, Scott. You laughed at me when I made the mock draft. You're like, you know, we brothers. I like that Scott. His family is great. He's great. I'm rooting for him to be a first-round pick, but there's no way in hell that he'll be in Miami. Fred, that is classic Fred fans. That is exactly what he told me. He loved the guy, loved his family, but there's no way in hell he'll be in Miami. That's prayers that have been.
And I definitely love his sister. But that's neither here
nor there. Oh, well, no, we said we wasn't going to go on air talking about that, and we will not get into that. Please, we apologize to the Scott family.
We were high school sweethearts. He was a little boy growing up. I used to throw the football to him. Okay, so let's just be real. So, I didn't want to bring it up, but – Melissa, how you doing? You know, I hope your brother make it in the NFL. And like I say, we'll get together after the show. She's standing right on the heels.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get back on track. Joel would be cutting a few if he was here right now. Now we have some stud defensive end spreads. I know that you, like I said, you don't pay attention to that side of the football enough. But Kenneth Everett out of LSU, and we have D'Angelo McClain of LSU, too. Stud defense in. I have them two guys going high. Like I said, we do the mock draft, me and my team. We look at the team's need. Those guys are players that can step in right away. Fred, I got them number 32 overall. I got them fourth and 12th, excuse me, overall talent. They are probably falling in the second round. Tell us what you do know about them, what you have heard about those two guys out of LSU, and they all seem to have good NFL talent. Oh, by the way, Mr. Mingham from, what's his name, Bartavius Mingle, a former LSU alum, just made a $100 million contract as well. I just want to put that out there with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You know, listen, what's crazy is I feel like these guys should go 32, okay? But the problem is we have boneheads who don't know how to draft. So these guys are going to sit out there, and they're going to fall to the second, and one of them may fall to the third round because people just don't know what the hell they're doing when the draft come on. They're going to I don't know what they look for, but they try to get every speed. If it's it feels like we got a league of Al Davis, right? Everybody wants the fastest guy.
Yeah.
Right? Don't worry about nothing else. Don't worry about what they can bring to your table. Like when I look at D'Angelo, right? He's good.
Yeah.
Top five. You know, he's fast. He can get after the quarterback. He's 6'6". He's perfect for your scheme. Okay.
Yep.
But like I said, he's gonna fall. And so what it tells me is folks don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know how to make a deal. And listen, I can make a deal. Trust me. I make deals, okay? Okay?
Yeah, Chris, you make deals. You'll make them.
It's unfortunate, but I tell you what, if they're there when I'm on the clock in the second round, they're coming to Miami. I won't let you fall. Because it's a disgrace. It really is. I mean, because every corner, you're going to be – the 4-4 corner is going to go, and they're going to be ranked third round, right? Fourth round talent, but they're fast, so they gonna go in the first round, and then when they go look at their draft card and they be pissed because he's a 65. Really? You really? What you there? You thought he was gonna be?
Yep.
Because every year when I sit in this draft, that's what happens. Every year when I sit in these draft rooms, people look at speed first. Like I say, we have at least 28 Al Davis.
And so
what they need to do is be able to say, like these corners that run a 4-3 and 4-4 and 4-5, these boys can lock down everybody in the league, but they going to drop because you ain't fast enough. But yet you got A-plus man. You got A-plus zone. You got A-plus. But you know what, brother? You ran a 4-5. Unfortunately, you can't make it. So I'm going to go get the dude with the B-, and then the C press because he ran a 4-3-5.
Yeah.
And wonder why.
I'm going to go back. I'm not even going to go too far back. We've seen drafts where guys have drafted cornerbacks and they're 60 overalls and they went in the top 10. It's getting to the point where you're not going to differ to someone how they draft their team, but you're begging and pleading with them. You're telling them, listen, if you're thinking that corner who is going to be 60-some overall, he's fast, but if he has no clue. And I'm going to tell you just a quick little story. I know that I was in another league before. A guy had it was Sam Shields, the cornerback for the Green. Well, he's not in our league anymore, but Sam Shields, Green Bay Packers in real life. And he's on the game. He's fast or whatever the situation may be, but his attributes was there, and he was still getting toasted. You have to have good as he had decent, average attributes because the guys weren't really working with him. But you need a guy, if he runs an 89 speed, 88 acceleration, but like Prez said, 88, 90 zone, his press is in an 80, guess what? If you're running a 9 route, you might outrun him. But if he gets that press on the line with a receiver that has bad release, like we talked about with Mr. Trey Stewart from Michigan State, Trey Stewart wouldn't even get off the line with the 89 speed, 88 acceleration guy press. He wouldn't even get past him. So that speed
You're giving too much information. You trying to tell these boys how to? You trying to coach them up? They don't need to be coached up. A lot of these folks just don't get it. Don't tell them the secret. Don't tell them they don't want to be great. Don't give too much. Let them sit here. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you the guy who I think is going to be the steal of the draft, and don't be surprised if he end up in New England. Pretty sure his brother is calling the ownership, calling the GM, and saying, hey man, get me on. And that's Griffin Reedy from USC. And that's Reedy brother. They want to play together. They want to do something that hasn't been done. Two brothers on the same team.
Yeah.
Possibly
deciding
to be losers. Right. So,
Yeah, he's a good player. Yeah, I like him. I think he's going to be a steal, too.
His strength is going to be his – he's going to be able to move folks out the way. So that's he's going to be that end. If you're going to be able to get him in about the fourth round, he's going to be able to move that little weak little tackle, right? Because, I'm going to give another – since we're giving tips on how to play, okay – I move my best defense in on the weakest lineman on you guys. We need to make sure we get some pressure. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be moving him around from the left, from the right. Maybe you need to kick inside sometimes. We need to exploit these folks who don't value offensive linemen because we need to do a show on just that.
Yeah, you know what, Prez, and I'm going to say this. Like I said, we're not going to tell too much. I don't want too much of guys gunning for my throat or others. But, Prez, offensive line is so important. If you look and you go through and look at the teams that's been successful, you've seen the Carolina Panthers, you see the Green Bay Packers, you even see the Baltimore Ravens, you see the Tennessee Titans. If you go look at their depth charts and their rosters, in Miami you have drafted well with the linemen too. If you look at the linemen for these teams and you're like, wow, You see 97 overall with KT with Mr. Trey Turner. You see Baltimore Ravens got like four guys with 85 overalls or plus. You see those. That's why they're winning games. That's why their running backs are running for big yards. That's why their quarterbacks are throwing because they have time. And you're wondering why your star quarterback is on his back every time because you don't have nothing in front of him to block. So all that speed on the outside with no one protecting that quarterback to get it to him is nullified. So hopefully these guys, because I see a lot of offensive linemen. Luckily, I don't need any, but there's some, like you said, Prez, none of them going to probably go in the first round. Prez might still get to be friends with his bestie, Miss Melissa, because Scott probably will fall because guys will not even respect where he come from because they will see him from Troy, for one, and they won't even give him the time or the day to see if he's really a good player, Prez. And it's really a shame, like you said.
It's a travesty. Because every year you get the same people saying my team is trash. Well, damn, didn't you just have free agency? Didn't you just go through the draft? You're giving ridiculous contracts, so now you strap your team, and then you do stupid stuff. You want to trade folks with high cap numbers and wonder why you ain't got no money or just cut them because you mad at them. You got to do better. You know, and I'm reminded of Maya Angelou. She said, when you know better, you do better. And these folks should know better by now. They should know better, but they don't. They don't.
Well, maybe they do, and it's just you're going to do what you want to do, and that's fine. You can always do what you want to do. Guys, we just want to see the parity throughout the league, and like Prez said, we've been in leagues plenty of times with each other and just separately. Guys are getting in and say the team is boo-boo or whatever, you know, the saying is. Then you look at the draft class, and you can go back to their last first round pick, and all you have to do is just go look at the receiver and the cornerback position, and you see why you're giving up 50 sacks when your left side of the offensive line is 50s and 60s overall. That matters with the offensive line. They're not going to be fast guys. You don't need them. You need those big guys to move press back. You need guys to move these good user defense alignment guys back, and when you don't have those guys, you know, you're not going to win games. So we're
hopeful. How is the Ram?
He won't be making the draft.
How is the Ram? He won't be making the draft?
He works second shift. Yeah. He works second shift. So he won't make the draft at all tonight. But what was your statement you were going to make, Mr. Prez? We're not going to shy you away from the intel for the fans.
No, I was just going to say I didn't know the Rams wasn't going to draft because if he was drafting,
oh, okay.
I was going to say if I was the Rams, I would move out of that 5 and try to move to 10, see if I can gather a few extra pieces because he needs a lot of help on the meat and potato side of the ball, linebacker, defensive line, offensive line. He needs some grinders over there, and that's one thing I would like to start seeing for you. You got a top 5 pick, top 10 pick. Your team pretty much decent. You ain't got to be greedy. Go ahead and load up. Go ahead and load up, get you some more picks, be able to get you some players. Because I tell you what, the team that nobody has right now that I think RHS
was maybe
GM of the year, the way he went and put that team together, that team is built to win right now. I don't care who got it.
Yep.
You know,
Cleveland Browns
that was
who we're talking about. Yep.
The Cleveland Browns, absolutely. And just as when you look at that team, and you see how it's constructed, they don't need nothing. They don't even – whatever the computer give them, they're going to be fine.
Yep.
I almost want to trade Spence over there and go over there.
That's like they're all
you know,
where
I go, Spence will go. All right. We'll pack it. We'll pack his deal.
I see that's a package deal. Now, speaking of deals, Prez, as we're waiting for someone to – we're supposed to be having a special guest calling in. We're going to go ahead and ask a question because we know Reddick is now going to be a member of the Miami Dolphins along with Oscar Austin and all those good things. Prez, let me ask you this question. What are you going to do when these off-season, off-the-field issues come up with Mr. Reddick? Because it's almost guaranteed that's who you're going to get if the Falcons don't show up at the draft, which I don't anticipate. What are you going to do? Is Miami ready for this? Spencer had his allegations with the doping. Patrick had his allegation with the four women in the hotel room with the video camera last season. It wasn't no foul play. They were just talking about his how he's partying on a Friday night with a big game coming up on Saturday. Prez, how is you going to deal with another discretion? Is that personality the best thing for the Miami Dolphins?
Listen, what we have going on right now is we have a zero tolerance policy, right? So We don't play that, right? You know, we're not going to have a Miko Grimes situation. You get rid of your Twitter account. You're not having Twitter today. Twitter's over. You're going to be a part of this organization. Your social media life You better go incognito, because that's who you better be. Okay, and so he understands. We sat down in the meeting rooms, and I told him, if you come to Miami, this is what I'm expecting. We got folks, we got leaders. You know, you mentioned the Patrick scandal, and it's funny because he's not married. He's a young man. I don't have a problem with that. But see, that's the media. That's the double standard that they have to face, because when Johnny Manziel goes out and party, you know, he could party, get drunk, and beat his girlfriend and still be in the league. And yet here it is, my guy is doing, he's doing all the right things. He's showing up to practice. He's in the meeting. He's led the league in touchdown passes, and yet he get knocked because he was out Friday night, and we don't play until Sunday. You know, we don't play that here in Miami. We allow folks to be adults. I don't have time to babysit. So like I told Reddick, if you come here, I ain't got time to babysit, because it's either my way or the highway, because I'll trade you this year. You have to be gone this year. And he understand it. We got one season left. So if you can't do the right thing, if you can't be Spike Lee and do the right thing, I'll find something for you to do.
Oh wow. So that is really breaking news. And Chris, you know, I really forgot to post this link up in the group. The guys are not even listening to us right now. We are just taking it easy. Some guys are following us. They've been fans for a while, so they know when we're out and about doing our thing. But some guys do not know. They haven't heard these quality 20 minutes, and we're going to go ahead and finish strong with these last 9 minutes. Now, Prayers, like I said, we already got your deal. It's pretty much approved. I think once you just get off, that's all you have to do is just Richie, just go ahead and make that deal official. But, Prayers, who is the best linebacker after this class? We talked about Mr. Bell. I think Bell is a stud. He's a guy that's top five talent. We both agree he won't even probably make it in the top 10. Who's your best linebacker, Prez? Because I see Bud Dupree's cousin, J.J. Dupree. He's going to be a monster pass rusher right now. You're going to have to work on him, get him a little bigger, get him in the weight room right away. But he's fast just like Bud Dupree, the exact same way. Justin Nelson out of Georgia, he is a pass rushing specialist, just like Justin Houston. I don't know if you remember him. He was a stud that played with Kansas City, retired this season. Who's going to be the best linebacker, Prez?
The best linebacker in this draft, nobody's talking about him, but it's going to be Griffin Jordan. I really feel what Griffin Jordan is going to bring to the team, middle linebacker from Oklahoma. You know, he runs that Tampa 2, comes in, he does his thing. So I think while everybody's on Bud Dupree, his brother, cousin, mom and them people, okay, I think Griffin is going to be the guy. Because he's coming in right now and letting you know. See, Dupree, he still got to work on his tackling. I can't have you in the game and you can't tackle, right? Because these boys, if you play French, right, they running over folks. Yeah. It's about five Frenches in the league. I don't even know. I feel like it's not even an American. So many French. I don't know what's going on. It's like 20 Frenches, like, and they all running back, which is crazy. So when I see their name, I don't know who's who. So you come out there with that C-minus tackle, J.J. Dupree, you're gonna get embarrassed.
Yeah,
but I tell
you
what, you come see Griffin. I told you that last name Jordan, he's gonna wear number 23 and he's a linebacker, because that's just something about the name. Run at him. He's gonna pop you. He might make you fumble.
Yeah, he's sideline to sideline, too. His pursuit is there. He takes wonderful angles. He tackles well. Like you said, he's one of those guys that will fall in the second round. There's no doubt about it that he will be a second-round pick, Fred, just because of the nature of the game. But, guys, what really hurts guys, and we got like 5 minutes left, Fred, what really hurts guys, though, is Griffin Jordan is on the board. If you went for this clamor speed and you went for this and you went for that, then all of a sudden the KTs of the world are sitting back at 32 and Griffin Jordan is just sitting there. And KT's like, well, you know, I don't really need receiver. I don't need speed at corners. I don't need speed at – I don't need this. I don't need offensive linemen because I took care of that some years ago. I need a middle linebacker, which he honestly do need a middle linebacker because he lost some in free agency. Now he's going to be sitting there with the Griffin Jordans of the world playing around with. He might even have a Darren Bell, Fred. If Darren Bell falls, there's no way he should fall to a guy like him.
That won't happen because you have some people in this league who, like Lopez. I think Lopez is a great drafter, right?
He doesn't mind
going outside of the box when it's time to draft. He really does his homework, right? So he won't let Bell be on the board and he has an opportunity to get him. So you have a few guys out there who are very strategic when they draft. And so now I can tell you who's not a good drafter is Squid. He's horrible. I was in a draft room with him last draft and oh man. He once again went for the speed. The dude was a 60-something overall. He was upset because he wasted a second-round pick. So he is one of the guys who we talking about. So those are two sides of the spectrum. So it just depends on who's up when I'm on the board. But like I say, I hope KT don't get a bail. I pray not. He just won the Super Bowl. I hope you don't get him.
Well, you know, we're not going to explore our picks right now. We're trying to move our picks. Let's go ahead and put that out here right now. The Tennessee Titans is trying to move his picks. We're going to move our money around a little bit. We're broke in Tennessee, and we have a lot of guys making a lot of money. No, Bud Dupree will not be cut. We're not listening to none of the rumors right around the network. He is going to be Tennessee this season. Go ahead, Brett.
So you saying the sixth pick is on the block? You want to make some noise right now?
The sixth pick is on the draft on the board right now.
Fred, I just want to show these folks how a deal is done because I make deals. What are you looking for in this sixth pick, bro?
What do you have to offer? You know the Tennessee Titans don't have many holes. We can use receiver, but we're gonna go with the best player available on the draft board. We will not be drafting linebacker. That I will guarantee you that. We have like eight of them right now.
I already know who you're drafting. Let's put it out there. You will be drafting Deron. What is it? I say his name like Deron, Deron Robinson from Alabama, cornerback.
Oh no, I don't like Alabama. Yeah, I don't. Me and Saban didn't have a good review with this guy. I thought he shortchanged me a little bit with some information. We have somebody online for 1 minute, Chris. Let's go ahead and throw these guys in real quickly. You got 1 minute with the outsiders. Sorry about this late phone call. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you guys doing today?
What's going on?
Tito! What up, Prez? What up, Heels? How you guys been?
Doing all right, brother. Go ahead and talk. You got a minute. We're going to let you ride with it, man. We've been doing enough talking on the show.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I'm hyped for this draft tonight. I woke up early this morning. I said, it's draft day, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm hyped. I'm going to tell you right now, this draft, what I've seen from this draft, not very deep at the, you know, the skill positions that a lot of people look at. I think it's deep enough at corner. But I'll tell you what, this draft's going to be surprising when it comes to other necessary positions, man. Linebackers are deep. We're deep at linemen, defensive and offensive linemen. I'm telling you, there's going to be some sleepers out here that come out of this draft that are going to shock the entire league.
Okay, Dito, so with that being said, who are you drafting? What position? Don't tell me the guy, what position? Are you drafting one of these deep positions that you're speaking at?
I'll tell you what right now. We'll leak this to the outsiders, secret information. I've heard that the Bengals are done with quarterback Ben Travis, that he's seen his last year at the helm.
Wow.
Praise, I wish we had more time with them. My goodness, this is – oh, man, I wish we had more time. You're good. You have 15 seconds. Tell everyone why you're excited for the draft, and that's how our show is going to end.
Man, I'm hyped for this draft because, like I told you, there are some sleepers here. I've been looking at the mock draft. I've been looking at these prospects, and I tell you what, there are some kids in here who are excited – and want to get into this league and make a difference, man. Sleepers.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
And I'll tell you what, I also got I heard from my sources. I also got a little piece of information that the man with the number one draft pick, the Atlanta Falcons, they might have flown out to the draft tonight, that they might be drafting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, Prez, you might,
breaking news.
So, Prez, you might not be getting your player, Prez.
Hey.
You might need
like,
to make a phone call. Prez, you might need to make a phone call. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, bro. I'm not saying nothing else. All I'm saying is you might need to make your make a few phone calls, my brother.
I agree, man. Prez, you should be scared, brother.
Listen, Fred.
He ain't gonna take my pick, you know, because I'm not. I'm just drafting what's available.
That's the
you
way to drive.
Phone
that's
call,
available.
Brother.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Oh man, no problem, man. Hey, we the show over now. You stay on the phone, man. You good? Thank you, Fred. You got to make a.
Oh, it's just you guys. Yo, what's up?
I don't know where I'm going with this one, Hills. Like you know, I like Reddick and all. You know, I just gave away a wide receiver.
Spencer
need a Batman and Robin. It don't work because then if I don't have no Robin, niggas just be running eight niggas with Spencer. I mean, but He still come away with 40 touchdowns.
If you want that speed, bro, I know you're all about that speed.
Oh no, I'm looking at Joyner, I'm looking at Hardy, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You know. I'm looking at the dude. I'm telling you where I might draft. And because when you come from Nebraska, you ball. Jackson Robinson might be coming to the Miami Dolphins, man. I might try to move out of two, maybe move back to six, right? But I can get Jackson Robinson at six.
Now, what
yeah,
are you going to do at six? So, Fred,
I'm
about to go to a game. I got to get ready. I'm trying to figure out who you going to trade. You ain't telling me nothing.
Did you hear what I just said? I'm looking at giving you the number two pick so you can go get who you want. Right.
Hmm.
I move back four picks. I can get who I want.
Oh.
You see?
Oh, wow. Now, Prez,
that's not a bad deal.
No, it's not. I got an extra second round pick I can throw you because I don't need players. Prez, you need to send me that real quick. Cause like I said, my game about to start. I'll be back before the draft starts.
Go ahead. Let me sit on this here, cause I got to do a little more scouting. I know it's over, but I'm still in the scouting window, so I'm still scouting. When you advance, I was in the scouting window. So hit me after your game. Hey, Dito, call.
Yeah, I'll hit you up after the game. Dito, boy, I'll holler at you later on in the chat, man.
All right, brother. It was great talking to you guys.
All right, bro.
Thank you.